Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CICK News, last night nearly 200 people filed into the Smithers Christian Reformed Church to speak out about potential amendments to Bylaw 1951 regarding parks and open spaces. Specifically, an amendment proposal that could change the current location of the homeless encampment at Veterans Park across from Town Hall to allow for overnight sheltering in multiple parks in Smithers or keep the encampment where it is. Earlier this month, Pam spoke with town officials about the particulars of the proposed amendments and why town is considering the change. However, due to overwhelming concerns from the community, with dozens of letters submitted to town council to that effect, not one was in complete agreement with these changes and urged extreme caution as council moves forward with the bylaw adoption process. The public open house had voices representing all walks of life in our community, and many also urged the need for more compassion for those living without permanent homes in our community. Regardless, the message from the community was loud and clear: proceed with caution. It was also mentioned many times that a simple change to a municipal bylaw is not going to alleviate the situation of homelessness in our community, and more long-term permanent solutions are needed. But this is a highly complex issue that will not be fixed overnight. During the 3-hour-long meeting, I was able to speak with multiple community members about their concerns and why council needs to rethink their approach to this issue and how we as a community can work to better understand the position of our most vulnerable citizens. But first, on Friday, Sarah McPhail of Hazleton became a national wrestling champion after winning the under-17 women's division in Vancouver. At only 14, she is following in the footsteps of other wrestling greats from Hazleton like Olympic gold medalist Carol Wynn and Lindsay Bellisil. But despite her young age, McPhail has proven herself time and time again over the last year to topple the former U-17 victor to become a national champ, and she's just getting started. Although she may have a long way to go, McPhail has already set her sights on the 2028 Olympics. My conversation with Sarah McPhail coming up right now. Stay with us.
I'm Sarah McPhail. I'm from Hazleton, but I just recently moved to Vanderhoof for schooling.
All right. Sarah, well, thanks so much for being with us today, CICK News. Now, you just won a pretty big championship, and you are a national champion. So tell me about, what did you just win, and how does it feel to be a national champion?
I just won first in Canada for U17 69 kilo girls, and it feels pretty amazing. After my match, I had a pretty good cry, so I was pretty happy. Yeah, I'm very thankful that I got that opportunity. It's pretty awesome.
So tell me, take me through maybe the day. You had 3 matches. Tell me a little bit about your competition and what kind of was going on during that day, getting fired up for your final match to become a champion.
I had 2 matches before my finals. One of the girls I had already wrestled in Edmonton earlier in the year, and they were pretty good matches. I was pretty tired at the end. And my final match, I wrestled a girl named Cassidy Pace, who is from the island in Vancouver. And she was national champion last year for 65 kilos. And I was pretty nervous, but I also had a good feeling about it. Yeah.
So you beat the reigning champ, is you dethroned the reigning champ.
Yeah, I beat her 6-1.
What was going kind of through your mind, you know, through your stomach, you know, standing, getting into the ring and about to wrestle
this champion that obviously there's got to be a little bit of intimidation factor going up against the reigning champ.
Well, I'd beat her at another tournament earlier in the season. And when I walked onto the mat, they like to start all three of the final matches at the same time. And there was still another match going on, so we had to wait like 2 minutes for it to be over. So I was kind of just tired. Yeah.
So earlier in the day, you had two other matches. And what do you do to get prepared for this? Obviously, this has been a little bit of a longer road. So we'll get into that in a minute. But what do you do to prepare for your match?
Well, wrestling matches can either take like 5 minutes or 2 seconds. Like, you never know what could happen. Like, you could get a pin in seconds. So usually I go and warm up about 3 to 5 matches before mine. And to warm up, I'll like grab someone on my team and I'll just like do a little bit of live wrestling, or I'll just like stretch and jump a little bit. And that will get me all nice and warm and prepared.
And tell me, you know, leading up to this, what did you have to go through to get into the final round of national champions?
Well, I went to provincials and I placed second. But before provincials, I was already qualified for nationals since I won the summer games. And there's a few like big tournaments throughout the year. Like there's age class and there was the Icebreaker in Edmonton. And I placed first in both of those, so that qualifies you.
And so now that you are a champ, what comes next?
I can't go to Olympics until 2028 because you have to be 17. I'm only 14 and it's only every 4 years. So I gotta wait quite a bit for that. So yeah, just go to nationals each year and keep trying to improve.
Obviously, Hazelton is a bit of a hot spot for wrestlers in Canada. There are a couple that have come out of there, won medals at the Olympics. Obviously, Carol Wynn is well-known. It seems like this is a pretty solid trajectory along those lines, and you mentioned it, you know, you got a little bit to wait. So what are you preparing to do to make sure that you're ready to go to stay in shape?
Well, I joined the track team just so that I could like keep my cardio up, and I have a gym membership, so just get nice and strong. And I ride horses, which keeps like, it's a pretty good workout if you go bareback for the legs. And yeah, I don't know, just running around doing what I can. Yeah, I wanted to join basketball, but it's the same time as wrestling. So, and I'm also in volleyball, so that's pretty good for me.
You play a lot of different sports. What drew you to wrestling?
Well, when I was younger, I went over to my cousin's house. She's like, oh, I have wrestling practice. You're allowed to come if you want. I was in grade 6. And I was like, okay, I'll go to the practice just for fun. And I really liked it. So I just kept going. And then I didn't go to any tournaments for my first year wrestling. But then my first tournament kicked butt. So then I fell in love with it. And here I am.
Nice. Now I know, you know, a little bit of your family background there. So have you had to, you know, kind of push around and stand up for yourself growing up? Is that kind of a built-in piece to wrestling now? Almost, you know, amateur, but headed to, you know, something like the Olympics. You got a pretty solid background.
Yeah. Well, no one else in my family wrestles, but I do wrestle quite a few of my family members just for fun. Like my aunt Kaylee and I will just like, we'll just be having a conversation. The next thing you know, we're like throwing each other onto the ground. So they probably help me quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I find it hard to believe that other members of your family don't wrestle, but I'm sure there's been some wrestling here and there. That's great to hear. You know, what was the reaction from your family and friends? This is a pretty amazing achievement so far, and you're only 14, so I mean, you got a few more years in you, definitely. So what was the reaction from your family and friends, and how did that feel?
Well, I had a bunch of texts, and my phone completely blew up, my mom's Facebook completely blew up, my Uncle Jim was like, dinner's on me tonight, but I only wanted goldfish. it was really nice. I definitely shed some tears over my family and stuff. Yeah, I wish it was closer that they all could have come, but it was really nice, yeah.
Just a couple more things for you, Sarah. You know, tell me about the program. Obviously, here in the north, you know, we don't necessarily have, you know, access to the best facilities and, you know, the best training and whatnot. But it seems like there's a bit of a trend in wrestling, especially in Hazleton. But tell me about your program and what kind of goes on with your program to kind of get ready for these types of competitions.
Well, my coach, Mr. Travis Hummeray, he'll usually, he runs us pretty hard before these big tournaments. Like, we'll usually run lines in the wrestling room for a few seconds, and then we'll get a few second break. And he just tries to make sure our technique's down, and he won't try and teach us like new moves right before a tournament, just so that we know like what we're doing. And yeah, I usually go to Hazleton before the big tournament, and I'll have like a training session with my old coach Tom Lee, and he'll teach me some new moves, and then they actually really help. He's in a lot better shape than me, and he's in his 50s. It's not too good, but it's pretty fun. Yeah.
Something to look forward to. Aspirational. Nice. Just the last thing for you, Sarah. So now that you're a national champ, you know, you're headed home, I'm assuming on spring break, what's the first thing on your list after winning a national championship?
I want to go see my family, give them all a big hug, and then I want to go for a ride on my horses, see my friends, and yeah, just enjoy the rest of spring break. Got a week left. Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That was U17 National Wrestling Champ, Sarah McPhail of Hazleton. Mm-hmm.